From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian peace talks are on for Friday. The invitations are going out Tuesday to those invited to UN-mediated Syria peace talks in Geneva, which special UN envoy Stefan de Mistura Monday announced would get underway Friday.
We are going to aim at proximity talks starting on the 29th and ongoing for 6 months on a staggered chronological proximity approach. That will be the way we try to make it different from the past. This is not Geneva 3. This is leading to what we hope will be a Geneva success story if we are able to push it forward.
The UN diplomat said the talks would involve a ceasefire, delivery of humanitarian aid, and an eventual political settlement. He did not disclose who the invitations are going to. On the battlefield, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Monday the government recaptured Sheikh Maskin in the southern province of Deraa following a series of recent victories in the north. Multiple suicide bombers attacked a town in far northern Cameroon Monday, killing more than 30, wounding dozens of others. The bombers detonated their explosives in the town of Bodo along the Nigeria-Cameroon border. The town is an area frequently targeted by Boko Haram militants. The group has carried out numerous deadly attacks in northern Cameroon since 2013, when the government began cracking down on militants using the region as a base to launch attacks in Nigeria. Asian markets Tuesday plunged following a two-day rally. U.S. and European markets earlier were lower in trading Monday as the price of oil sank. It also comes ahead of the end of a policy meeting Wednesday by the U.S. Central Bank. The last meeting in December saw a key interest rate hiked in almost a decade. This is VOA News. Two Palestinians were shot dead after